It had been 6 months since President Bush visited parts of Mississippi and Louisiana devastated by Hurricane Katrina, but he was back today, telling residents he saw progress and hope, and that he knew a lot of work still has to be done.
One of the things I've heard loud and clear is that there's a continued frustration with the slowness of federal response at times. And therefore, it's important for me to hear that.
The president mentioned several times that he and Congress had appropriated $110 billion for relief of Katrina-related costs. He also emphasized that the money had to be allocated at the local level, not in Washington, D.C.
The federal government's role has been to write checks. The governor's role and the mayor's role has helped to expedite the federal money to the local folks.
After stops in Long Beach and Biloxi, Mississippi, the president visited a school in New Orleans and met with a group of locally elected officials there. Among those traveling with the president today was NPR's Don Gagne, and he joins us now from New Orleans. Don, how would you describe the president's mood today as he went about this mission?
Well, he met with a lot of people, some of it behind closed doors, but not all of it. In Mississippi this morning along the Gulf Coast, he took a walking tour of a neighborhood that was hit very hard by Katrina, but that today seems well on its way to recovery. It was the city of Long Beach. He greeted homeowners there who have gotten housing assistance to rebuild. We saw a lot of brand new, nice brick homes. The president was casual. He was chatting with people. He seemed in very good spirits. But it was also clear, especially from that first stop of the day, that the goal is to really promote the good news and to highlight progress.
The president, as he was traveling today, made several references to how much money had been appropriated for the Gulf Coast, strongly implying that his part of the government had held up its end of the bargain. Just how much of that $110 billion has really made its way south?
Well, that's where a guy named Don Powell comes in. He was on Air Force One on the flight down today. He's the White House coordinator for Gulf Coast recovery. He ran the numbers. Of that $110 billion approved by the federal government, $86 billion has been committed already to projects, projects large and small. But again, he also points out that of that $86 billion, the amount that's actually been spent is just $53 billion. So that's why when the White House, when hit with questions about how slow things are going, how frustrated people are, always points to the fact that it sent the money down here, but now people need to go get it.
Now, back here in Washington, we heard some of that frustration today. One of the Louisiana officials who was not part of the event today held a news conference of her own. And Don, I want to play you a little tape from Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu. This was her message for the White House.
It's going to take more than words and more than visits. It's going to take action to get the job done.
Don, was that the attitude and the tone that was typical of the state and local officials that you saw today?
People were saying nice things down here today, but you do get a sense from people, and I talked to some folks in the neighborhoods the president was visiting today, at least in New Orleans, that they feel he has not made this a big enough public priority. Today was his first visit here in 6 months. He didn't mention Hurricane Katrina in the State of the Union address. That, yes, he may have written that big $110 billion check, but you also hear from people that he hasn't followed through this in the big public way, in the way that he pledged when he spoke in Jackson Square just a short time after the storm hit in the fall of 05, when he promised that New Orleans will rise again.
Dan, just very quickly, what was the significance of the choice, the location for the Samuel Green School, that charter school he visited?
First, he's talking about the need to have schools up and running so people feel comfortable to move back in. But it's also a way to promote charter schools. Half the public schools here are still closed, but those that have been opening have primarily been charter schools, and they think that's a success story.
So a double message there.
Exactly.
Thank you, Don.
Bye.
That was NPR's Don Gagne with the president on the Gulf Coast.